Star, Brother and Sister, GB. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 3, 1903. Dear Brother and Sister Star, I read the good letter that I received from you in the last mail and was pleased with its contents. I will try to send you a few lines in response. As I see the terrible calamities that from week to week are taking place in this country, I inquire, what will be the result of these things? Are they hedging up our way, or does God permit them to come to arouse those who are transgressing the law of God? The most awful destructions by fire and flood are following one another in quick succession. How many can now commit the keeping of their souls to God as unto a faithful Creator? All who will turn to the Lord, repenting of their sins, will be saved. To be converted means to be born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. There are many, many in our churches who know little of the real meaning of the truth for this time. They have not searched for truth with humble, contrite hearts. I appeal to the members of our churches not to disregard the fulfilling of the signs of the times, which says so plainly that the end is near. Oh, how many who have cared not for the salvation of their souls will soon make the bitter lamentation, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and my soul is not saved." Jeremiah 8, verse 20. In a world like ours, where truth and falsehood are so closely mingled that it is difficult to discern between them, it is a perilous matter to neglect to seek wisdom from on high. Those who will now take heed and turn to the Lord without delay, taking their position on the true foundation, will receive pardon. All error is mixed with truth, and this makes the deceptions of Satan harder to see. But when the time of test and trial comes upon us, there will be seen the difference between the righteousness of the righteous and the wickedness of the wicked. Every error is sin, and every sin has its origin with Satan. Wrong practices have blinded the eyes and blighted the perceptive faculties of men and women. We need now to be guarded on every point. We need to seek the Lord while he may be found. Brother Star, tell this to the unconcerned and indifferent. Gain their attention if you possibly can. Tell them that truth alone will stand the test in the great day of trial before us. Christ prayed to the Father in behalf of his disciples, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." John 17, verse 17. The Spirit of truth will guide into all truth those who confess and forsake their sins. Workers who will labor perseveringly and unitedly are needed in the cause of God. We have no time in these solemn moments to contend with one another. Those who cherish evil surmisings and engage in contention do not realize how much time they are losing and how much time they cause others to lose. God's servants have been called to settle difficulties between brother and brother, and time has been spent in this way that belonged to those ready to perish and that ought to have been devoted to the fulfilling of the commission, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Matthew 28, verse 19. In the future, instead of calling for ministers to leave their work to settle differences, let church members seek the Lord for themselves. Let them confess their sins and be converted. Let them pray together. We are engaged in a great work, the saving of souls ready to perish. We cannot devote our God-given time to a people who have been given the light of the Scriptures and the testimonies. Let God's people walk in the light that He has given them. Let them believe the message and be converted. Let them use their knowledge and ability in the work for this time. Then their doubts and unbelief will disappear, and they will walk and work in the path that Christ has traversed. He declares, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. The voice is heard, I will send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. Matthew 11, verse 10, 3:3.
A decided testimony is needed at this time. The fields are ripe for the harvest. The inhabitants of the world, under Satan's leadership, are binding up in bundles ready to be burned. We have no time, not a moment, to lose. The judgments of God are in the land, and those who stand obstinate, unconvinced by the warnings that God sends, will be bound up in bundles ready to be burned. Let ministers and church members go forth into the vineyard. They will find their harvest wherever they proclaim the forgotten truths of the Bible. Missionaries, men, and women are needed. They will find those who will accept the truth and take their position beside their teacher to win souls to Christ. Peter and James and John left their nets to follow Christ. And today, men and women will leave their vocations to proclaim the message of the gospel. Multitudes are to be gathered into the fold. Many who have known the truth have corrupted their way before God and departed from the faith. The broken ranks will be filled up by those represented by Christ as coming in at the 11th hour. There are many with whom the Spirit of God is striving. The time of God's destructive judgments is the time of mercy for those who have no opportunity to learn what is truth. Tenderly will the Lord look upon them. His heart of mercy is touched. His hand is still stretched out to save, while the door is closed to those who would not enter. Large numbers will be admitted who in these last days hear the truth for the first time. The Lord calls upon every believer to consecrate himself wholly to his service. All are to work for him, according to their several ability. To those in the sanitarium, I would say, work with the facilities that you have and trust the Lord for your success. Do your best in the fear of the Lord, and he will accept your work, for he is behind your efforts. Without me, he said, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Maggie has been taking this from me, page by page, and copying it, for very soon the mail must go. I must stop now. In much love to the members of your family and to all other dear friends.